The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. The world recently reached a tragic milestone of 1 million known deaths linked to COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. Experts say more testing is the key to combating the virus's spread. A biotech company in Taiwan has developed a robot capable of conducting thousands of COVID tests each day, making it possible to safely revive the economy. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the story.
Health experts agree that robust and rapid testing for COVID-19 is at the core of controlling the spread of the coronavirus that has ravaged the world. Now, Taiwanese biotech firm TCI says it has a solution for safety and consistency. Chief Supervisor Arvin Chen.
We designed the robotic arm action by mimicking the human action to prevent the cross-contamination. And we also have to perform the centrifugation in this station to make sure that there is no reagent residue on the well wall to make sure that the reagent perform perfectly.
The machine, made up of three robotic arms, is called the QVS-96. Designers say it mimics how humans do their jobs. Chen says the robot can quickly and consistently perform the work of well-trained technicians.
QVS-96S can produce around 2,000 results per day. With 100 QVS-96S deployed in JFK airports or Singapore airports, these airports can fully resume their flight and let the passenger travel safely and bring back country economy.
Dr. Li Shiming at the Chengshan Hospital in Taipei City welcomes the new technology that comes in time for flu season.
The machine is very accurate. It will effectively determine whether a specimen is only flu or COVID-19. This is very efficient in epidemic prevention. You will not mistakenly quarantine a flu patient, and you will not overreact by mistake.
Government agencies, Taiwan Centers for Disease Control, and three hospitals in north and central Taiwan already use TCI's QVS-96 robot. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you for being with us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. We invite you to join us next week for another edition. We also invite you to stay up to date on what's happening in this world by staying in touch with us at voanews.com, along with our many digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.